No, the title of this post does not refer to the end of the blog, just the end of this series of pictures, this ongoing series of pictures about magnolia seeds. I don't know when I've taken them throughout the past year, but at several points during the past year, I think I've posted maybe three or four pictures of magnolia seeds in various states of growth and now decay, I guess you might say. And this is the last one in that series. I took pictures of the early stages of magnolia flower opening and then transitioning to different phases of the flower and then now developing the seed pod. Now that the seed pod has finally fulfilled its mission of falling to the ground with the seeds exposed. So it's been an interesting series of pictures because it was the first time I had done these, taken these pictures of magnolia seeds, which are everywhere in this town, in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and it's almost hard not to take pictures of them because they're so cool looking. So I've taken pictures of them before, but I'd never done it with close-up filters. And so for this season, I got to see these seeds from a new perspective, which is a very close-up perspective, and it's been really fun. Here, the biggest challenge was deciding how to get the picture that I was looking for. And I didn't even know exactly what type of picture I was looking for, other than I wanted a magnolia seed, a seed pod like this in some form or other. And I didn't want to manipulate things. I just wanted to capture a seed pod as it is. And I found a couple of seed pods with just one little seed sticking out, and I thought that might be kind of neat to show this entire brown seed pod and then one little seed poking out as if it's like the last one to fall. But it didn't really work out. The pictures I got weren't that great. And this one, I think it would have been nicer had there been fewer seeds sticking out. But as it is, I'm pretty happy with it, mostly because there's a lot more going on than just the seed pod. So first of all, the seed pod is on the ground, meaning that it is detached from the tree and it's done everything it's supposed to. Now it's up to nature to take its course. And I didn't want to get one of these while it's still in the tree. I wanted to get it on the ground. I also like that there's some foreground with that stick that's obscuring part of the seed pod and some middle ground where there's the leaf on the right that's kind of in along the same plane as the seed pod. But then there's leaves in the back, and even way in the back you can see two white blobs that might have been streetlights or something. I don't know. I think I took this early in the morning. But there's more going on than just the seed pod, and it gives kind of a sense that there's a bigger context than just this magnolia seed pod. And I really like that. I like how it came out. I didn't really know if I should go for ultra shallow depth of field or not. And so I shot this at f5.6. I shot a few others at f2.8. And I really like that this one, there's more than just like a single seed in focus. There's the subject isn't necessarily one seed, but the whole seed pod. Shooting at f5.6 on a +4 filter also meant things were way more sharp. If you shoot wide open, your lens isn't going to be as sharp as it is otherwise. And if you shoot wide open with a close-up filter, your depth of field is super shallow, but the optics are also not that great. And so stopping down a little bit gives you still lets you get really close, but lets you get a much sharper photo as a result. So all in all, I'm pleased with how this turned out. I'm pleased with how the several photos throughout the course of the year have caused me to take a new type of look at these magnolia seeds and see them from a different angle and under a different light. And I hope you've enjoyed it too. So there you go. The last picture of a magnolia seed. If you've liked these, great. If not, don't worry. They're done for a while.